This is the wash up. Thanks to Goddings, Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer. Time to talk GFL. St Albans 9963, North Shore 9862. What a way to bring up your first win of the season. A one-pointer against an old rival. And what a way to bring up your first win as coach, as Super Saints co-coach Jared Best has been good enough to join us on the line. Jared, congratulations on the win. Was there ever a fear that season 2018 might have been an 0-18 season?
Yeah, Tom, thanks for having me on. No, there wasn't really a fear that we could go through without having a win. We thought we had some winnable games at the start of the year, and we just fell short. We thought if we regroup mid-year that we'd be able to get some wins on the way back through. And yesterday was obviously a pleasing result to finally get that win, and the boys enjoy it as well and get the reward for the work they've put in.
Talk to us about the closing stages and being able to hold on and grab a win.
Yeah, we thought, obviously they had Sam Daly got injured in the early first quarter and he was unable to come back on, so that obviously helped us. We thought we controlled the game a little bit. We had more play. We just couldn't put the scoreboard pressure on them. And we were two goals down, I think, with about 10 minutes to go. So it was obviously getting pretty crucial that we scored the next goal. We levelled the scores, and then with about 3 minutes to go, we scored a point. And then we obviously just needed to defend that lead for the next 2 or 3 minutes. It was definitely tense in that last sort of minute or two to make sure we got the win. But when the siren went, it was definitely a relief.
So obviously you and your brother doing the job together. What was the reaction to each other when the siren goes?
Yeah, I actually said to Hayden, we've played in grand finals as players and won premierships. But, the feeling you get as a coach when you have a win like that, it was definitely one of the sort of highlights of my football career in terms of coaching and playing as well. So, it was definitely great to get the win, and to share that with my brother was, it was tremendous.
Talk to us about some of your better players yesterday. Who really stood up? And I see Matty Sondergeld's name there, of course, is acting captain this year with Tristan Battaglia obviously missing the year with his knee injury.
Yeah, so Matty was really good. First half, he was a little bit down. I think he was a bit fumbly around the ball, and we put it on him at half time that he needed to lead the club, and he came out and played an unbelievable second half. So he was probably our main best player. I thought Jack Beards was really good. We used him down back and then swung him forward in the second half. He was really clean around the football, and his disposal was really good. But it's mainly the younger kids that have really stepped up. Harley Cobb, Sam Wolferton, Harry Howarth, Matt McKenzie's gone into the ruck the last month. Brent Vermeulen's had a good month of football. So really those younger kids that have come through together now are starting to get a bit more confidence. I think we had 11 players that have played under 20 games. So we're blooding these young kids. And they've been really good, especially the last sort of 2 to 3 weeks of football.
Yeah, absolutely. Sam Wolfen named in the Vic Country under-19 squad as well. Good reward for his season.
Yeah, I think he's been a little bit under the radar, Sam. He's been a really good contributor for us all year, playing in the major league. So I'm pretty hopeful that he can make that squad. And he's just a young kid. He's got some development to do. He'll fill out as he gets older. But he's tireless worker for us out on that wing. And he's had a great season. He'd be actually high up in our best of Ferris.
Disappointing loss to Geelong West when you met them back in round 3. I think you lost that one by 8 goals. You've got them next week, but you get them at a time where you've got a little bit of confidence, and that must send you into the game, giving you every hope that you can pick up another 4 points.
Yeah, that's it. So it was good to get the win yesterday, and I said to the boys that we start focusing on next week now and try to get another win on the board, and we'll start getting a few players back. We've been hit with injuries, and we'll get Adam Bishevsky back next week. So he'll come straight back in, and we're still down a few plays, but we're confident that we can, if we roll out with the same game plan and the same style, that we can hopefully have a good win next week. Last time they got us in the first quarter, they were 7 goals up at quarter time, and we've just got to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Yep, Hayden Elliott's been overseas. Will you get him back before the season's out?
Yeah, he's still 3 or 4 weeks away, so he's overseas, and we knew that at the start of the season that he'd be going away. He played, I think, the first 4 games, and he was really good for us down back. So, we've missed him for a good chunk of the season, but we'll get him back towards the back end of the year, and look forward to him having a big season, or big end of the season this year, and have a big season next year.
Well, Jared, we really appreciate your time. Congratulations on the win. Nice to get the monkey off the back for you and your brother as coaches of St Albans, and hopefully there's a few more to come before the season's out.
Yes, appreciate it. Thanks, Tom.